Chapter 29.
I was a hypocrite, wanting all people to be equal but granting privileges to my soldiers. I needed to incentivize military service to maintain the strength of my armies. This eventually created a class distinction as real as the aristocracy I overthrew. But I didn't care. I rewarded loyalty which secured my military and thus my power, which I used to suppress and punish all discontents.
You can leave if you like, Arik said across the aged table as he sat in the ship's mess sketching in his book.
Sane, sitting across from him, sneered.
Yeah, how exactly?
Take the pirate ship. It's still perfectly capable of flying.
You would let me go with a whole skyship?
Arik looked right into Sane's eyes.
Yes.
And what would your friend think of that?
Arik put aside his sketchbook to eat another piece of sticky bread, speaking between mouthfuls.
Oh, he would be livid, I'm sure. But I'm not his servant. I'm his friend, and friends don't always agree. You've done exactly what we demanded from you. Led us to your former associate's hideout. I see no other reason to force you to stay with us.
And what if I've led you into a trap?
I trust you.
No, you don't.
Actually, I do. I'm a lightbringer, remember? I don't lie.
And what if I want to stay?
Arik's brow rose, and he felt genuinely surprised.
You actually want to stay?
Sane looked away.
Don't tell him that, whatever you do, but yeah.
Why? You haven't exactly been treated well.
I'm used to that, Sane said, turning back to Arik.
Look, you're a real lightbringer, and I've seen that you mean to free the girls aboard. You both have no reason to find Blackheart's captives or clean out the rest of his crew, yet you are.
Why?
Because it's the right thing to do, and in our case we have the ability to do it.
Exactly. And that's why I want to stay. I've been forced to do some really bad things, but now that Blackheart's dead I have the chance to do something right for once. I figure sticking with you two is doing just that. I might even learn something.
Arik nodded.
Well, I see no issue with another companion. And Dalen will be fine so long as he thinks you don't want to stay. It's when he thinks you want to stay with him that he will try and get rid of you.
That's stupid.
No, you just have to understand him.
And you do?
I'm beginning to.
Must take a while. I mean, he seems like such a stone-cold, I don't know, warrior. And then he learns that he killed his half-brother and he cries like a baby and hides away in his room for a fall.
You wouldn't cry if you found out you had killed your brother?
If I didn't know him and if he was a bastard like Blackheart? No, I wouldn't.
Well, as cold and heartless as Dalen might try to act, he is a man of deep passion and feeling.
So he's secretly a softy?
The Lightbringer smiled.
Deep down, yes.
Why are you following him? I mean, you're a Lightbringer. I get it that he thinks he knows what he's doing, and he does have those powers he likes to show off. But he is still just a kid. By the looks of it, he's even younger than I am.
Aside from how old he looks, Dalen possesses the intelligence, maturity, and burdens of someone much older. I still don't know how. And he's very guarded about his past, but he must have endured many things that have forced him to grow up faster than most.
Arik's voice softened as he reflected on his mysterious companion.
You can see it in his eyes. It's almost as if there's a whole lifetime's worth of suffering behind them.
Sane didn't reply right away.
Yeah, there is a look about him. Still, that doesn't answer why you're following him when it should be the other way around.
The light told me to follow him.
Really? The light?
You don't believe in the light?
No.
Arik sighed.
Then I can see why I've crossed your path.
Why?
To help.
Sane looked cynical.
You're going to convert me?
Only if you're open to it. But that's not my purpose. Like I said, I'm here to help.
Sane harumphed.
Well, I'll take any help offered.
You haven't had much of it in life?
No. Not really.
Dalen had lain in his quarters for a fall. He had barely felt the ship move shortly after his seclusion. Arik was taking it to a safe cove, most likely. His mind was in turmoil, his self-hatred having taken over. He would have cast himself from the cabin's window had he not known to his very core that he deserved to be tortured for eternity. A lifetime would have to suffice, or two, in his case.
I've been a plague on this world, Dalen said to the light, and now I might have spread my own spawn to plague it in turn.
Dalen had vowed 45 years ago to never have another child after his first two were murdered. Nothing in his life had caused such profound sorrow as that. He thought he could never live through losing another child. And yet if Blackheart had indeed been his son, Dalen had not only seen the death of another child, he had been the one who killed him. His own child. And in a most unholy and merciless way. The thought caused him to wail in agony. Yet Blackheart had been a vicious murderer and had needed to be stopped. Who more appropriate to stop him than his father? If Dalen was indeed his father.
If I've sired more children, Dalen said to himself, they are my responsibility. I'll have to hunt them down and see if any others are like their brother. Like me. And put an end to them.
Dalen's tears returned as he spoke.
How many more of my children's deaths will I have to see?
It was so clear why the light hadn't let him die when he had reached the end of his years. His punishment was far from over. It had to be, when there were such profound and intimate ways to yet prolong his torment.
Let me go to oblivion,
Dalen said pitifully to the light. Suddenly he roared,
"Consign my soul to outer darkness and be done with it!"
Nothing happened, of course. He was left lying on the large bed, being crushed by the guilt of a million sins. Yet after a time a new thought entered Dalen's mind. If Dalen did have more children, maybe, just maybe, there might be one of them that had become good. Unlikely. But oh, if there was, it might mean that Dalen could actually have left one good thing in the world. If he did, he had to find that one. If the others had turned out like Blackheart, he would have to find them too and see if any might change their ways. If not, then... And with that thought, the small vain hope that one of his potential children might be good... Dalen felt he had the strength to return to his feet. He ate some bread, and even though he despised the fact that he hadn't died when he should have, he could still appreciate being free of the burdens of old age. Not even 2 weeks ago, eating solids as simple as bread would have utterly ravaged his bowels for a fall. Dalen left the cabin to be about his work, which in this case was the cleansing of a pirate's hideout where an innocent person was being held captive, having been linked against their will to a sword which had been used by a now-dead tyrant. Dalen found Arik and Sane up on deck, the skyship's locked anchor in a shadowed cove of a floating island, Arik obviously having moved the ship away from Blackheart's den. The old priest and young pirate noticed Dalen as soon as he emerged.
"I don't want to talk about it, so don't ask," Dalen said, walking past the pair.
Arik nodded an insufferable look of compassion, and Sane seemed compliant enough. Dalen was half surprised Sane was still here. He had guessed Arik would have let the snot go free by now. Dalen made his way to the helm, and the two followed. I'm confident we haven't been discovered, Arik said, but a side effect of our seclusion is that we haven't been able to keep an eye on the den.
What has fallen has fallen, Dalen said as he worked the ship's levers. You might want to get those girls below deck.
The girls seemed to be doing better. Thankfully, Shara wasn't among them. Dalen really wouldn't be able to stand seeing her right now. The adoring looks that the girls were sending his way were insufferable enough, and they began to trigger another blackened, damned erection. This young body of his had its downsides. No wonder teenage boys were so retarded, what with all this blood flowing in the wrong direction. Dalen glared at the girls. He really was their handsome young hero, he thought bitterly. What would they think of him if they learned he was once the greatest tyrant the world has ever known? Could saving their lives be enough to convince them that he had changed? No.
So we're going in right now? Arik asked.
The question pulled Dalen from his thoughts.
Yes, I'd say grab a sword, but for you that would be redundant.
Can I have a sword? Sane asked.
Not a...
Dalen started, but his words were interrupted by Arik.
Of course.
Dalen looked to Arik, stunned.
We're not giving him a sword.
Sane isn't our captive, Arik said calmly. I trust him. He's kept his word and cooperated with me completely while you locked yourself away.
I said no!
Light shone on Arik's hand, materializing in a swept-hilt broadsword. Arik handed it to Sane.
I'm your companion and friend, Arik said to Dalen, not your servant. We're going into a dangerous situation, and Sane has the right to defend himself.
Dalen was furious, even if in the back of his head he knew Arik was right. I have to get used to this, he told himself as he gripped the two levers and forced himself to breathe in deeply and evenly. I'm not an emperor anymore, and if there's any hope for me becoming a new man, I have to stop getting so angry with everyone. There's not a soul in the world that I have a right to command.
Fine, Dalen said, but if you're going to give him a sword, you might as well give him Blackheart's old one.
But it's not linked to him.
It wasn't linked to Blackheart either, Dalen pointed out. He's not going to come across anything that will break the thing, so we might get some use out of it before we find whomever it belongs to.
Very well, Arik said,
holding out his hand to Sane. Sane returned the broadsword, and Arik turned it back into light, then materialized a copy of Blackheart's sunforged sword.
I said to give him Blackheart's sword, not to make a copy.
This is Blackheart's sword.
It's a duplicate.
No, this is the very same sword.
But you just made it.
Only because I had stored it within me previously.
What?
It's a little ability that comes from the miracle of creation, Arik said casually. You think I create things from light, but technically I just reform light into a different state. But it's still light. This is the same with all creation. Everything is actually light, just in different states of being or spheres of organization. I can technically return anything to light, but only those things that don't have true identity and came from myself can be fully absorbed back.
True identity? What does that mean? Dalen asked.
All physical objects, though they cannot truly think for themselves, have an inherent sense of being. They know what they are. They have identity.
Interesting.
So the things you create don't have this true identity? Only for the first hour or so from the time they are created. Within that time, I can uncreate them, if that makes sense. It's as if they become more solid the longer they remain as they are, gaining an understanding of what they are, and then are not willing to change. When that happens, I can still return it to light, as readily as any other object. But it remains a separate thing inside me for as long as I keep it. That light will forever be what it was created as.
And as a result, you have an invisible bag to hide stuff in, Sane said, looking impressed.
Essentially, anything that I've recently created can be uncreated. I can store anything else, though only so much.
The object's weight remains, making me heavier.
Light has weight? Dalen asked.
After it permanently becomes a physical thing, yes.
Why didn't you tell me you could do that?
It hasn't come up. But evidently it's not something I try to hide. It's merely a useful byproduct of my power.
Just a byproduct. You could smuggle anything anywhere and no one would know.
Because smuggling is such a noble pursuit.
Dalen waved his hand. Whatever, he said, and Arik handed Sain Blackheart's sword. You have anything else stored away? Dalen asked.
Of course.
Like what?
Huh, Arik said, smiling.
What?
I just didn't expect I would get to say none of your business.
Dalen laughed.
I did it.
Looking to Arik in confusion for a second, Dalen groaned. Did what? Sain asked.
I have achieved the impossible, Arik said in genuine amazement. I made Dalen Namaran laugh.
It doesn't count, Dalen said.
Of course it counts.
No, that wasn't one of your terrible jokes. I was laughing at the irony.
Arik paused. Perhaps, but it was still an achievement.
Whatever flies your ship, Bringer. Now, did anyone see what happened to Blackheart's hat?
They approached Blackheart's den from above. Dalen spotted spy holes which had been carved into the sides of the island. They had shadowed faces within that seemed to watch their every movement. Dalen glared at them from under Blackheart's tricorn hat. No alarm was sounded. They reached the mouth of the cave, and Dalen adjusted the control levers to guide the ship forward. They entered a dark, stalactite-riddled passage that was damp and cool. There was light at the other end, about 40 meters away, but it was far from reaching them. The moment they crossed the threshold into the darkness, a cold rippled over Dalen like his clothes were being peeled from his skin. Dalen gasped and looked back.
Yes, Arik said knowingly, barely visible through the thick shadows. This would be the first time you've been entirely without light since receiving your powers. It isn't pleasant.
I've been in shadow, but not such a stark contrast from light to dark. I hadn't realized the feeling was so normal to me. What is it? Sain asked worriedly from the darkness to Dalen's right. Is something wrong? Calm down, Dalen said. Everything's fine. I am calm, Sain said, contradicting his words by the tone of his voice. He had walked to Dalen and was still only just visible. Haven't you flown through this passage 100 times? Dalen asked. Yeah, and I hated it each time. The dark. It's unnatural. You're telling me you're not bothered by it?
Any sane man should fear the dark, Dalen said. Just don't let it control you.
Arik chuckled.
Then Dalen and I should be feeling fine, seeing as there's only one sane man here.
Dalen groaned. Really, Arik? Sain was chuckling nervously. That was a pretty bad joke, Bringer. They're his specialty.
You should strive to be good at your craft, Arik said, smiling, whatever it is.
Sain looked to be much calmer, and after a short pause he asked, So what were you two talking about before? Powers and light?
Arik answered, I am a lightbringer, and Dalen's powers work in a similar way. We both feel light as a physical thing, like we're constantly immersed in warm water.
Weird, Sain replied. Well, it's normal to me by now, Dalen said. And now you can't feel a thing?
Not on my skin, at least, Dalen replied. I can still sense the light outside, the light further within, the soft light in the timbers of the ship, the light on the cave walls, and the light in you and Arik.
He didn't add that in sensing the light in living things, he could effectively see everything around him without the use of his eyes.
Wait, there's light in me?
There's light in everything, with one exception, Arik said. The light's strength is reflected by the person's desire to do good, their sense of right and wrong, and their knowledge of truth.
"So the better a person is, the more light they have inside?" Sane asked skeptically.
"Not always," Dalen said, thinking of himself. "But it's the reason I didn't kill you when we met. Unless you think it means something else and I should get back to killing all pirates on sight?"
"Nah, it's definitely a measure of their goodness," Sane said flippantly.
"Yeah, I thought you'd say that."
"Screw you!"
"Sorry, I don't go for boys. Why don't you ask the Bringer? He dreams about naked young men."
"Dalen," Arik said, "that is completely out of context."
"So you do dream about naked young men?" Sane asked teasingly.
"I'd rather not talk about it."
Dalen and Sane laughed.
It wasn't long before the passage opened to a softly illuminated cavern with a high, toothy ceiling and deep, jagged floor. The light shone from natural skylights and sunstone formations that made the damp rock shimmer in brilliant colors. Around 60 meters away, the cavern climbed back up, forming a natural flat that was more or less in line with the passage they had just flown through. The flat became the new floor of the cavern and extended much farther in from the expanse that Dalen was guiding the ship across. Dalen knew that caverns like this didn't form naturally. He guessed that in the initial explosion that had formed the floating isles, a chunk of shattered landmass had fallen on top of another that still had a good amount of stable darkstone within, making the cavern's roof. Water drainage and time had eroded the rest. The flat provided a perfect natural formation to set up a dock, which was exactly what had been done. The dock was built from a ragtag assembly of wooden scaffolding and structures that continued farther into the cave, their sheer volume enough to impress the eye. Pirates slowly began to appear along the main dock's ramparts. Dalen counted 25 of them. They all had their swords drawn, one or two with handheld shot spikes, and all were standing nervously.
"This is all of them?" Dalen whispered to Sane.
"Not by half. I wonder when they're going to realize that you aren't Blackheart."
Dalen pulled a lever to lock the anchor alongside a jetty.
"Oh, I'd say in a few seconds."
Walking with focused steps, Dalen reached out with his light sense. He could feel that those men on the dock had barely any light within them, which wasn't a surprise. They were pirates, after all, who murdered, raped, and pillaged as a way of life. Sane was the exception, however, proving it was still worth checking. Dalen began to run across the deck, a sensation that still felt odd to him, as a week ago he hadn't been able to run in years.
Light walking had been hard enough.
Dalen bonded light to his speed and performed an enhanced jump from the bow. His powers were sluggish. There was far less light in the cave than there was outside, but enough to draw upon thanks to the nearby sunstones and skylights. Cries of alarm sounded as Dalen soared through the air and drew his sword Imperius, yet those cries sounded too late to save the three men he landed amidst. Interestingly, the lack of light in these despicable men was as noticeable as brighter lights in others, even more so. There was a wrongness to them that made Dalen feel sick, and he couldn't help feeling satisfied as he ended their abominable lives.
"We're under attack!" a voice called out.
"The dogs!"
another replied.
"Release the dogs!"
"Dogs?" Dalen thought mockingly. "These worms haven't a hope."
The pirates near where he had landed rushed Dalen with their weapons drawn. Dalen smiled and let his instincts take control. With his powers and natural skill, it didn't take long for Dalen to dispatch everyone that attacked him, dancing like the wind around the deadly weapons. He still wore his sun-forged gauntlet for defense, but he didn't even need it in this fight. Any battle with sunblades resulted in a horrifying mess due to how easily they sliced through material. Blood pooled around Dalen with each opponent's body lying in several pieces. Dalen glared at the remaining pirates, who were clearly rethinking their options. One of them launched a shot spike at Dalen, and in response he enhanced his mass and fortitude. The spike hit him, stabbing through his jacket but barely even depressing his skin. The tip bent sideways and the whole thing broke apart. The pirates stared at him in stupor and then ran. Dalen smiled, very pleased with how that last combo had worked out.
He had noticed that increasing his mass made him more resilient in the same way as did increasing his fortitude, only that he was also heavier. Dalen had been wondering what would happen when they were combined. He had tried it more for experimentation, as he could heal easily enough from the spike if it had pierced him. It appeared that increasing his mass, while at the same time his resistance to injury, made him far more resilient than if he had just stacked all his bonds on either mass or fortitude, respectively. He had no idea why, but it certainly worked. Dalen heard someone running down the jetty from the docked ship. It was Sane. As was agreed, Auric would stay with the ship to protect it and the girls aboard. Sane would accompany Dalen to offer any help, as he was far more familiar with the hideout. Dalen began to make his way further into the den along a timber walkway which provided a much surer step than the damp stone. Sane joined him.
"Stay behind me and keep out of trouble," Dalen said. "No argument here."
This section of the massive cavern had a relatively flat base and was divided by wooden structures separating parts for supplies, tools, and living quarters. Natural light streamed out of the holes spotted along the cavern's roof, which were either lined with crystal formations reflecting the light from outside, or had natural sunstone growths within. The stone, comprised of differing colored hues of rock, had large patches of moss growing on it, thanks to the natural light, and a few clumps of mushrooms here and there. Light shimmered off the many small beads of moisture. It was a beautiful sight, but Dalen gave it little heed. There were pirates to kill. Dalen skewered two more pirates along the wooden walkway before he reached a flat and open part of the cavern. It was filled with tables, chairs, and some couches. Clearly, this was some type of common room. On the far side of the area, bathed in shadows, was a large metal door that several pirates had just unlocked.
"That's where Blackheart keeps the dogs," Sane said, panting.
"That's an awfully big door for a bunch of dogs," Dalen replied cautiously.
All but one pirate ran from the door as the last swung it open, revealing a dark cave behind. He too began to run before something grabbed him, pulling him into the darkness. Blood-curdling cries of pain sounded from the cave, which was black as night inside, before being silenced by a sound of wet ripping. Dalen whirled on Sane.
"That's not a pack of blackened dogs!"
Sane looked utterly shocked.
"No, I swear they're dogs. I've seen Blackheart throw in new ones." "No. Blackheart was feeding dogs to whatever he's really been keeping locked away."
A high-pitched, horrific, and unnatural shriek echoed from the room. Dalen's heart felt like it had stopped. He turned to the smaller cave, saying,
"No, that insane fool! What has he done?"
"What?"
Sane asked, wide-eyed.
"What is it?"
"Run back to the ship, get Auric, and then hide with the girls."
"What?"
But Sane stopped speaking. Suddenly, from a quickly growing circle of darkness emanating from the room, all the light in the cavern was being pushed back, plunging everyone inside into complete, whole, and consuming darkness.
"The shade," Dalen whispered.